This week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Despite the fact that we saw an acreage cutback in the U.S. last year, we also had very low abandonment. We had record yields across the cotton belts. Now as we're moving through the marketing year, really the focus has shifted to the demand side. We're expecting mill use for the 07 marketing year to come in around 4.6 million bales and exports to be approximately 15.2 million bales. Those will combine to be larger than the crop size, which will allow us to draw down our stocks a little bit as we go into the 2008 marketing year.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We're calling for 4.4 million bales of mill use for the 08 marketing year. One of the things that should be coming online for U.S. textile mills, if we can move the Farm Bill forward, is the economic assistance that it's in both the House and Senate versions of the Farm Bill. Again, exports are going to be a primary outlet for U.S. cotton. We expect an export number somewhere around 14.5 million bales for the 2008 crop. That is a little bit lower than what we're expecting for the 2007 marketing year. But again, I think as we look around at the global market, we probably see some increased competition in 2008 from some countries like India, a recovery in production in places like West Africa, probably Brazil continuing to increase their production as well.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
They're coming off a year in 2007 where they produced somewhere between 34 and 35 million bales. Their U.S. textile industry consumes somewhere in the neighborhood of 55 million bales. I think as we look ahead to 2008, we expect area devoted to cotton in China to be relatively stable with where it was 2007. So if we have yields coming back online to trend, I think it's likely their crop could be somewhere in the neighborhood of 36 million bales, slightly larger than where it was a year ago. But also given the fact that they will probably continue to expand their U.S. textile industry and consume in the neighborhood of 56 to 57 million bales, it does set them up to again be a significant importer of cotton for the 2008 marketing year, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 16 million bales of imports.